Father, we again come to you in that beautiful name of Jesus, Lord, and we rejoice in your Son. And Lord, we need more grace to magnify your Son. And Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Oh, and how your love truly just sweeps us off of our feet. Lord, thank you again. We're in the everlasting arms. And Lord, what an embrace it is. And oh, thank you, Lord, that we're beginning to see just a little bit of what we are apprehended by, what we are apprehended to, what we are apprehended from. Oh, my goodness. Lord, thank you again for that love. Oh, the great love wherewith we are loved. And Lord, you said for us to know the love of God. It's your will, it's your desire. And Lord, help us to be those that love with that exceeding love. Yes, the Philadelphia brotherly love. Lord, the Holy Ghost shed abroad in our heart love. Lord, help us to receive that, God, because that is what will win your Son's hand in marriage. We're so grateful to God for that calling, Lord, for the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, thank you for that great grace that is set before us. Help us to swim out deep. We thank you for it all. We give you the praise. Anoint every life here today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles this morning, we're going to Ephesians chapter 1. And then we'll go from there. Praise the Lord. But we started a journey a couple weeks back. And we started that journey in his magnified grace. And we began with the magnified grace plan. And I'm looking at all sorts of them right here. Praise be to God. Vessels that, my oh my, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. My goodness. The old world says, without a hope or a prayer. Let me tell you something. Then that was the great provision that met us. And made us. Praise be to God. But vessels so void of everything, and only thing that could ever save them, grace. And there came the provision, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. You talk about a filling. How he does it, just exceeding abundantly beyond all we ask or think. But we thank God for that. And today the Lord will lead us to magnified grace in the purpose of God. So magnified grace in his precious purpose. And I'll tell you what, all I could sit there and really just catch my breath as he would bring this thought and waves of glory over my soul. Oh, the heights of his grace that he's brought us to. Praise his name. Reading from the third verse of the first chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, it's done, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You got it made. According as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Now here we go. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according, here we go again, to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now going over to the 18th verse, that the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Isn't that something? It's not the hope of your calling. See how people get into what they think they need to do? when all we need to be consumed with is what God wants to do in the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Now, I'll tell you what. He's having to really hold the reins today because I just want to get off and go running. But we're going to stop right there. I think for the purposes of exploding bodies all over this place today. I don't know what else to say, but that's it. But brothers and sisters, praise be to God. And as we begin here this morning, to really grasp this magnified grace in His purpose, to really grasp it, to really grasp that we're talking about the good pleasure, the ecstasy, if you will. I appreciated a brother as he encouraged my heart in this so many years back, the ecstasy of God. In the inheritance, praise the Lord, in the saints. That's you. You are His inheritance. But to really, really, really comprehend that by God's grace, I believe that one of the most paramount themes in the Word of God has to be received. That God's precious children would grow up. That you grow up. That you be no more like children. Put away those childish things. And it's time to grow up. See, the Word of God uses a word over and over, especially in Paul's epistle, that ye would be perfect. Perfect. And see, without really understanding the Scriptures and the Word of God, we always want to go back to think of sinless perfection. God did that with His Son on the cross. He that believeth in me doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. In Christ, praise God, that has been taken care of. The new man lives in you. You are brand new. Amen. Amen. Be excited about that. It's a wonderful thing. You begin to receive and understand the grace of God that He became sin for me. And when He becomes something, He's it. And He did it. Amen. Now, the perfection that He's speaking of here and the perfection that He wants you to go into and on into because of all of that grace that He's provided to us, the provision, is to become mature, complete, fully finished, the mighty sons of God. Now, and the mystery that's been revealed, what does that become? Praise the Lord, as we take that, yes, the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. Grow up unto that, as the Lord showed us even in the Shulamite. Yes, that was that precious one that came to that full maturity, that the king, praise be to God, all he could do was just dote on her beauty and dote on her beauty. You're perfect, honey, you're perfect. All you've received is my grace and you're perfect. She still struggled with it for a while, didn't she? She still thought there was something she could fix up in herself. And when he came to get her, he was ready to go, but she thought she had to fix herself up before she got to the door to let him in. What a precious... Listen to that. He's telling you, get over yourself. Isn't that wonderful? I love you. You're perfect. Because I did it. Amen. My grace. She had a little sister, beautiful. Perfect in herself in a way. But yet she was no way ready to be married. She was still a little one. Talked about her. She didn't have breasts. She wasn't fully mature. She wasn't ready for marrying. Precious of the family, yes, but not ready for marriage. It's all throughout the Word of God. It's so awesomely evident when our eyes want to look to the enlightened eyes of understanding. Praise the Lord. Now, and brothers and sisters, growing up is not just growing up, but it's growing up as God grows us up. And you know how He grows you up? Into the fullness and the stature and the measure of Jesus Christ Himself. Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 4. Praise be to God. Where is that? Let's read from the 12th verse. We just read all Ephesians today, couldn't we now? But let's read from the 12th verse. Now here we go. For the perfecting of the saints. See the finishing. Praise God for this precious completeness and this encouragement of the saints to grow up into Him in all things. All right? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, it edifies Him, doesn't it? Wonderful. Till we all come. See? This for all in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. See that perfecting and perfect, that completeness. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I look at that, I read that, and I just go, whew. It is, it's just incredible. That's the God that loves you so. That we henceforth, here we go, be no more children, see, there it is, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Do you see what gets us away from God as children? We start listening to other things but the Word of God. Huh? Yes. See, I don't want to have itching ears for things except this, the Word of God. I want a heart that pants after Him. I want the ear that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Man's got a lot of sensational things to say to you. They do. They'll lead you away with a lot of piper songs. They do. And it's for their bellies. It's for their riches. God says the love of money is the root of all evil. And it's rampant. It is, brothers and sisters. Understand it. That's what organization is all about. It's just to put people under things. To grow things up to magnify man. The Lord wants to grow you up to magnify Him. It's a beautiful, beautiful, vast difference. As far as the east is from the west. Truly. Praise be to God. But listen to this, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Here's how you battle it. By the grace of God, what's going on this morning? But speaking the truth in love. Isn't that something? Got to have them both. Amen. Had people preach truth at me with no love. I've had people try to preach love at me with no truth. Truth in love. And you'll grow up into Him in all things. Let's listen. Matter of fact, it just said it did, didn't it? Let's read the Word of God. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which is every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's us. And that's all from our head, Jesus Christ, and praise be to God for that great grace. Oh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, that we would come to the full knowledge of the truth. That's the magnified purpose of grace. That praise be to God as He told those sweet disciples that had been with Him for 3.5 years. You think about that, night and day, laying their heads upon His breast and all of those things. But He tells them very clearly, He says, brothers, there's many things I want to share with you. I mean, I'm talking about, yea, the deep things of me. But you know what? You can't understand them. Even though you've been with me, even though you've heard me, even though you've touched me, even though you've looked at me, even though you've laid your head upon my breast, you cannot understand them at this time until He, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is come. This is the word of the Lord. He has been with you. He's been with you, but He shall be in you. They were not filled with the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters. They needed that infilling of the Holy Ghost. And what did He say after they would be filled with the Holy Ghost? And He will guide you. He will lead you. He will take you into all truth. Wonderful. Wonderful. Taking the things of Christ. And we just read that we've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, didn't we? You have been. But he takes those things that you really do have, and he shows them unto you. Isn't that awesome? Now, we're talking about magnified grace. Oh, my goodness. It is so beyond. But see, without that, brothers and sisters, and it is so vitally important, and God help us to preach it. We need to be filled, and we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. See, without that filling and without the fullness, brothers and sisters, truly, that's the joy unspeakable and full of glory, we don't and won't go on to fully understanding. We'll just see things afar off. We'll just get glimpses here and there. He wants you to enter in. He does. By God's grace, without a vision, the Word of God tells us the people perish, and only the Holy Ghost can give you those enlightened eyes of understanding to truly abound in the hope of believing in joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, I'd mentioned that the Lord's had me thinking about Romans, if he tarry, for some Bible studies. And one of the things about them Roman saints is it says right off the bat, it said that their faith was made known and was known throughout all the world. Their faith. I mean, these brothers and sisters, they love the Lord, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But there was a message that was coming, praise be to God, that Paul's gospel was going to be given to them in power and in might and in strength and in fullness. That was going to take them from standing before the throne and seat them right in the midst of the throne. Mighty stuff here in that grace. Amen, amen, amen. So see, again, understanding that he wants us to grow up and to grow up fully. Whether it was to the Ephesians that they would be filled with all the fullness of God or they would grow up into Christ in all things. He said to the Philippian saints, honeys, if by any means. Now you know the Lord, you love the Lord, there's such great testimony, it's incredible, but I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate it. Somebody said it again, game on. Press, reach, if by any means, attain for the mark, for the prize of the high calling, my son's hand in marriage of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, it cannot be denied. It cannot be denied. We live in the time of the much the more. We do. It's just what it is. It's so incredible, brothers and sisters. But unfortunately, most of God's precious people are not hearing it. And if you don't hear it, you're not going to know it. You have to be taught these things. The Word of God tells us that he that wills to know will know. I look around this place. It's so wonderful. God has brought us out of every kindred, tongue, and nation, just like his word said. Every walk of life. Praise be to God. How each and every one of us got here? A miracle. An absolute miracle. You didn't seek this. God sought you. He knew your heart before he set a star in heaven. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. Do you understand that? My goodness, the grace that has met you. The love that reached down and has grabbed you and has just poured upon you. Lord, just help me to respond. Help me to break. Help me to just absolutely open my heart to receive everything that you want me to have. Everything. Oh, hallelujah. It's so wonderful. Don't let me hesitate. Don't let me be slow to believe. Let me go and launch out deep now. Because now is the time. Today is the day to hearken to it. It is now. It's high time, as the Word of God says, to awake. It is. Oh, glory to God. Really, I'm so thankful that he's increasing. But I know that in his word, as I told my sweet wife, I said, I know that this body is starting to wear out. It's okay. It's okay. It's not just okay. It's so well. I'm riding on glory now. Don't matter. We just switch it off. Don't matter what our age is. Doesn't matter what we've been beat around and all that. Been through the grinder. All for Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, see, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Most God's people aren't hearing this because most ministers are holding back from giving out the whole counsel of God. I'm just going to say it as it is. I'm not comparing ourselves to amongst ourselves. The Word of God said one thing, preach the Word. Preach the Word. And I appreciate how Brother Paul said, I withheld nothing from you. Nothing. I didn't go consult with a board before I came out here and said, well, is this okay to do today? God help us if we get to that point. That's when Ichabod gets written over a door. That's when there's no love. There's no truth. It dries completely up. Oh, you might have big sensational music. You might have great crowds. But you know what? You might well just get some PhD psychologist to come in and tell you, well, look in the mirror and make sure you say, oh, I'm a good person. I know that, but for God, I'm wicked. See, I look to the Word of God, and that makes me so much more excited in Him. Isn't that wonderful? I know that the evil that I would not, that's exactly what I do. And but for God, the good that I would, I don't do it. Oh, but brother, I don't want to hear that. It makes me sad. No, it makes me glad because I need more Jesus. I need, praise the Lord, to yield to Him for, Lord, take control of me. Amen. More grace. Amen. And see, that's what all the fullness, that's what all the growth, that's what all the pressing for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is all about. It's to magnify, praise the Lord, the magnified grace in His purpose. The good pleasure of His will, as we started there today, the good pleasure of His will, His inheritance in the saints, God's complete investment, brothers and sisters, His Son is in you. It's in you. Man, to whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. What would God require from you? Thank me. Praise me. Grow up in me. Hallelujah. Just come, hallelujah, with the Lamb. That's it. That's all I want to see. I don't need anything else. I don't want the works of your hands. I don't want the thoughts of your mind. Just bring me the praise and the glory of my Son. All I want is that sacrifice of thanksgiving from you, honey. I just want you to be grateful, hallelujah, for what I have done, what I'm performing, hallelujah, what I am going to bring you to, if you'll trust me. Oh, my. It is so wonderfully awesome. We are His treasure. Do you realize that? You're His inheritance. You're His treasure because we are His sons. That's it. I just thinking again as He brought that to my heart is my own two sons. I am in the natural. I want to see them grow up. I want to see them fully mature. I want them to be everything and give them everything possible to be everything that they could be. How much more so is God for His sons? That even can't compare. And yet it's a precious type. But how much more our Father has freely given us all things. Huh? And when He says all things, we're talking God all things. So the completeness of God, the fullness of God, and filled with all of it, it's just incredible. And yet again, because of our unbelief, we think that something else might take a little bit more precedence at this time because I'm busy. Aren't you thankful how patient God is and how loving God is and how He just waits and He waits? You're in here this morning and I'm so thankful for the really the excitement of His love to me that He's put in my life. But I want more. I need more. And not to just run around and to cheer. No, that's not it. But to truly just bend that knee and to break before Him. And to have that contrite spirit before Him. Just really love Him for who He is. How much He's given and how He loves us. And how He's prepared the way for us. And how He doesn't bring us into things that are beyond us because He's done it and He's lived it. But do you see in this precious word to us why he said, I want to bring many sons to glory, why he gave his life. It wasn't just the glory of heaven. He wants us to live a life from glory to glory. He wants us to understand the grace and glory message. He wants you to understand that. He wants you to receive that. Again, we're back to the purpose, the magnified purpose of his grace. He wants that inheritance, doesn't he? He wants a full inheritance, doesn't he? God is the greatest of investors there ever could be. He is truly all in. He's given us everything. And he wants that full reward, hallelujah, coming from our lives. And I think, Lord, how much grace we need to receive this message, praise be to God, so that, Lord, I can please you in the fullness, that I would be all the glory that you would bestow in your Son, that I would be to you. As he says, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Lord, give me that want, give me that desire, give me that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. I want that, yes, for my life, but I want that for you. I want that for you. There's starting to become a love in my heart that the Father would be magnified in the Son. Aren't you blessed that you see that? That he's called you to that place that it's my Father. That you be magnified in the Son. Kind of gets your attention, doesn't it? Kind of says, Lord, thank you in my heart. It's high time to awake. Oh, God. He's made it for us. And praise be to God, he's made us for it. As he says in the Word of God, vessels to the praise of the glory of his grace. As we wrap this up here, I want you to turn to Romans 9. Look what it says that he wants you to be to him. Look what the purpose of his magnified grace is. That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of his mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. You've been made and prepared for one thing, truly, for him to bestow the glory of God in. Vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. He said that there's going to become a time, praise God, and it's growing right now, that all of creation groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. There is a company, there is a vessel, if you will call it that, that it says that someday he will make all them come before and to know that he has loved thee. I mean, this is very God of very God. Do you see that it is high time to awaken to this? What reward are you seeking today? What acceptance of man is going to make you feel complete today? Huh? What number in your bank account is going to make you feel secure today? What house do you need to have that is going to make your home a home today? Let me tell you something. Jesus has come to live in you. He does. Christ lives in you. I'm a temple of the living God. This is the home of the Lord. And I thank God he's taken residence here and this is his life. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because that love, it takes a hold of our lives. And we know how to be abased. And we know how to abound. We know how to be full. We know how to be hungry all the time. We know how to suffer need. We know how to abound. It's all in him, hallelujah. Because he is our sufficiency. He is our absolute love. And brothers and sisters, I know I am in this flesh too, and I know it is so weak. I know it is quick to despair. I know it is quick to murmur. I know it is quick to look at the other person and say, oh, if I only had that life, if I only had what he or she had. Oh, no, you have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And God, help us to lay hold of what he has given to us. That is the magnified grace in his purpose, brothers and sisters, is to awaken to that. And he says it is high time to awaken to that. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Now, we live, and it is so evident, in the time of the double portion. And it is the type. And be thankful for the word of God. Really be thankful. It was seen in the type when Elijah went up into that chariot. What came down on Elisha? A double portion, didn't it? Oh, amen. It's so wonderful. Elisha got that precious double portion. Elijah went up, and there came the double portion down upon him. And we live in that time. And the Bible calls our time of a double portion a better thing to us. The Bible calls our portion exceeding great and precious promises. The Bible calls our portion that the prophets, the sons of men, they wanted to look into this double portion mystery that God has given to us. And just as Elijah came up, and praise be to God, that double portion came down on Elisha. Jesus Christ, he ascended to the right hand of God. And down came the Holy Ghost, praise be to God, and that double portion has come to you. Huh? Do you believe it? You better. Oh, it's good for you to believe it. See, I know, praise God, the moment I gave my heart to God, I became part of the church. Hallelujah. Part of the body of Christ. But thanks be to God, I knew that was just the beginning. That there, hallelujah, within that body was a little rib portion body that was going to be taken out of her. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. The glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Can you imagine that double portion, hallelujah? The bride, the Lamb's wife. And what a double portion is not only to us, but to God. His inheritance. Oh, he laid it down. Praise God, he laid it down. Now, we're ending with this thought. A double portion to God. Why? Because what pleases God? Faith. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is the greatest portion of faith you could ever take. This is, yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit. Well, you know what, by the grace of God, he does for us? He allows the mind of Christ to connect those dots. And I can connect those dots because of the mind of Christ. So you're telling me, huh, that it's faith that pleases God, right? So I can then conclude very simply that the greatest faith, the most holy faith, that greatest amount of faith, my goodness, would just please my Father the most, wouldn't it now? You think about a double portion? You know what? I had a daddy in the natural. He's a wonderful dad. And I'm so thankful to God. I believe I was able to bring that dad quite a bit of joy. I did. Some heartache too. But I love my pop and I miss him. I know exactly where he's at, and I'm going to see him soon. But I'm going to tell you something. As much joy as I brought to him in this life as his son, a double portion came into his life. And I can testify of it very truly. And it's absolutely as true could be. The Lord brought to my daddy a daughter-in-law. And it became a double portion to my pop. And you know, it was interesting too, because the Word of God tells us,
and the two shall be made one. See, we didn't bring him a double portion as two lives. We brought him a double portion as one.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't miss it. God help us not to miss it. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. We just are so grateful. Lord, thank you for your quickening power of love in our lives. We just stand in awe of your love to us. Lord, thank you for vessels that love the Word of God. I just was rejoicing this week what a privilege it is to truly fellowship and to be able to preach the Word of God to people that are in love with Jesus. And Lord, it's nothing of ourselves. It's not to compliment anything but you. But oh, let us just rejoice in the privilege of the fellowship that we have. Oh, and like precious faith saints, Lord, let us never take it for granted. Let us just love one another, Lord. Oh, with that brotherly love. The love that loves the body is the head, and the head is the body because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful what you are building up. And Lord, it's all by the word of your grace. And praise be to God for the inheritance that's in the saints. And Lord, thank you that we're yours. Lord, let it be a windfall glory profit to you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.